Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Kirby Puckett. Batting second, the DH, Mickey Hatcher. Batting third, the first baseman, Kent Harbeck. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Tom Brunansky. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting seventh, the catcher, Tim Laudner. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Ron Washington. Batting ninth, the left fielder, Dave Meyer. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Mike Smithson. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the third baseman, Wade Boggs. Batting second, the right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third, the left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Tony Armas. Batting sixth, the DH, Mike Easler. Batting seventh, the catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Marty Barrett. Batting ninth, the shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. And now, play ball. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck strikes out. Two outs. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hatcher moves to second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field. Armas picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Armas. Laudner goes all the way around to score. Washington moves to third. It's 1-0, Twins. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Barrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 0-for-1 in the game. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Puckett reaches third base with a triple. Washington scores. It's 2-0, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Puckett scores. It's 3-0, Twins. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-1 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett, who is chasing the ball. Gettman reaches third base with a triple. Easler goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Twins. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Washington settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Brunansky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas, who is chasing the ball. Brunansky reaches third base with a triple. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti is hit by the pitch. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ojeda. Brunansky scores. Gaetti moves to third. Gagne moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Twins. Mike Trujillo now pitching. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Laudner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gaetti scores. Gagne moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Twins. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 0-for-1 in the game. Boggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trujillo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trujillo fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-2 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Trujillo covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner bunts towards the mound. Smithson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-1 in the game. Armas hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Buckner. The throw from Laudner and he is safe. Buckner steals second. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easler strikes out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Brunansky takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gagne. The throw from Gedman and he is out, Barrett applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. One out. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett who is chasing the ball. Boggs reaches third base with a triple. Barrett scores. It's 5-2, Twins. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Laudner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buckner hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's Twins, 5, Red Sox, 5. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 0-for-2 in the game. Armas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a fly ball into center field. Puckett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Red Sox 5. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Laudner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Laudner trying to get to third. Evans throws the ball into Boggs, who tags Laudner for the out. One out. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs juggles the ball. That's an error on Boggs. Washington moves to second. Bob Stanley now pitching. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Puckett hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Armas. Puckett reaches second base with a double. Washington scores. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's 7-5, Twins. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. Puckett moves to third. Two outs. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-3 in the game. Harbeck hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-6, Twins. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Washington reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-2 in the game. Hoffman strikes out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Boggs hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Smithson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Brunansky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Armas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gagne strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into right field. Brunansky settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Buckner hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Harbeck settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Twins will come to bat. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Laudner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boggs settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 3 RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Easler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Easler hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Wardle now pitching. Steve Lyons pinch runs for Mike Easler. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Gedman bunts towards the mound. Wardle fields it and throws to first for the out. Lyons moves to second. One out. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Barrett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lyons scores. It's Twins, 7, Red Sox, 7. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-3 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into left field. Meyer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Boggs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Puckett. Boggs reaches second base with a double. Barrett moves to third. Ron Davis now pitching. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Twins will come to bat. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stanley fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 0-for-4 in the game. Harbeck hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom Brunansky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brunansky is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Brunansky hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gaetti hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rice strikes out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. Two outs. Tony Armas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Armas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Armas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Twins will come to bat. Royce Molly pinch hits for Greg Gagne. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Laudner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Laudner is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Laudner strikes out. Two outs. Ron Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Buckner scoops it up and throws to first, with Stanley covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Royce Molly now playing shortstop. Steve Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gedman strikes out. Two outs. Marty Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Barrett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Davis, and towards Smalley, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Twins will come to bat. Dave Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirby Puckett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Puckett is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got three RBIs. Puckett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Barrett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hatcher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatcher is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Hatcher hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kent Harbeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harbeck is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Harbeck hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-4 in the game. Hoffman is hit by the pitch. Wade Boggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boggs is 3-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a triple. He's got one RBI. Boggs bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans is hit by the pitch. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoffman scores. Evans moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 8, and Minnesota Twins, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.